We need an intro song.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It was horrible.
That
Puppies, wine, and snacks.
Puppies, wine, and snacks. Yep.
I'm Katie.
I'm Cotlin.
So we have some Bravo to catch up on. I haven't started watching the new Shaws yet, so I'm so sorry. And I also didn't watch Dallas, but I saw parts.
Well, let me tell you, Shaws, in my personal opinion, you are missing out because right off the get, they are savage as hell.
All right. Well, I'll catch up and then we can talk about it next week.
Sounds good.
So you know how I like to go in chronological order. Real Housewives of Potomac, this was the first part of the reunion.
Right. Yes.
Did you and you watched it?
Yeah.
Can we talk about, I want to talk about their looks first.
Let's.
They are, as I've said before, we both said this before, they are so beautiful, all of them.
Correct. Yes.
But like, they went all out.
They went extra.
Very pageant. All right. Who was your favorite?
I think Monique. The like cranberry colored.
Or champagne.
Champagne.
Wasn't it like a brownish pink?
I guess it was.
I liked her makeup the best.
I thought she looked gorgeous.
I'm trying to think of, Candace is wearing yellow.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I'm not a yellow person. Canary yellow.
Yeah. Candace is wearing yellow. Monique had like that champagne dress. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I did like Monique's, and it had like that high neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen's hair looked good. I will say.
I think her hair looks great. I love her hair like that.
Did she get her lips done? Did it look like she got filler in her top?
Probably. Let's just assume yes before no in Hollywood.
I love Giselle, but I was a little disappointed with her look.
I did not like it. I think anything looks good on Giselle, but that color is hard to pull off.
And those earrings, it was almost like an old-timey Christmas tree or something. And even something with her makeup, or I don't know if it was the lighting, if there was the highlighter on the apples of her cheek.
I'm not sure either. I just wasn't feeling it.
I'm like,
is that what?
You know, her makeup line, Hugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Think
I
about
hope
that.
Not.
Oh, gosh. I hope not, too. Or she just needs a better makeup artist to use it better.
And that could be it. Who else? Ashley looks
pretty much is just like a model.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
She looks great.
She always looks great. And then I love Robin's hair. Robin's hair is everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's bold to pull off, but she's doing it. She's rocking it.
She's so gorgeous.
I think so, too.
And I'm trying to think of her dress. Every time I think of her dress, I just think of boobs. The lip color, only she could pull that off. If I tried to wear that lip color, she had that really like magenta, but it was super lacquered. There's no way. It would be all over my face. I would be like
pale?
Drunk Dorinda in Colombia with it all over my face.
Oh, Dorinda.
So the things that we talked about with the reunion, the first one, where do you want to start?
So I guess, well, they kind of just started with Candace, I thought.
Yeah, I mean,
let's.
I'm so confused by Candace and Ashley's relationship because, like, Candace is calling Ashley a trollop and back and forth, but then they were like, but we're like,
cool. We get each other.
I know. I was like, whoa. What?
I don't get it.
And, like, when I saw Candace on Watch What Happens Live, like, she was saying about how much, like, she, like, her and Ashley didn't have a friendship and she thought Ashley was fake. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, there are things about Ashley that I wish I had myself. And I'm like,
I think
wait,
that's
hold on.
Honestly a cop-out because when you're sitting on a couch across from someone, it's a lot harder to start to get into it and really hold your ground as opposed to being on Watch What Happens Live when the other person isn't sitting right next to you.
And Ashley is very quick and she is very intelligent.
So quick, very.
So she will call you. Yep, she will snatch you right up.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that Candace has are like these like lame-ass insults. No. You know, like, oh, you're old, you're a whore. It's like, come on.
You're old. Oh, that's a good one.
And then Karen and Giselle. So, okay, this is what I deduced from their whole, why they're even fighting, is that Karen was going through some stuff with her parents. Her parents were ill, then her parents ended up passing.
Yes.
And Karen's mad at Giselle because Giselle didn't reach out. But the reason that Giselle didn't reach out is because Karen was closed off. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right. She didn't. And then Giselle then did say, let's like meet and talk. But Karen did say, let's meet and talk. But Karen didn't want any of the cameras around when she initially reached out to Giselle.
No. I thought Giselle reached out to Karen and was like, I want to talk. And then I thought Giselle was the one who reached out to Karen.
So the first call when all that stuff happened with the taxes was Giselle.
Okay.
But she didn't answer her phone.
Right. And that's why she called Robin and
Correct.
They had the conversation.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so then through that all, I think now recently it was combined with Karen didn't want the cameras around. Mm. She was going to talk to Giselle. Oof.
Man, Giselle, she was like stone cold Steve Austin. There was not emotion on her face.
The only time there was emotion when Karen broke down crying and went off the stage. Yeah, but
even then, she was like, Karen, you're
She's
strong.
Like, you're strong.
That was rough. That was a hard scene. I felt bad for Karen there.
Well, it's so raw, too. I mean, she just buried her
body. Yeah.
I mean, and then to sit down on the couch and know that you have to go through and rehash all of this stuff that happened over the season, that's emotionally hard just in general.
Well, there was like the one time where Karen, remember we talked about this, that it's hard when someone won't like let the mask slip.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, okay, Karen, see now, I mean, like I feel, you know.
Closer to you.
Just say, like, you don't have to always be such a hard ass. Like right. You can just say, hey, I don't want you over because I was going through a lot of shit and it was upsetting.
Right, exactly.
And everyone understands
that. She can't do that because I think that there's more skeletons in the closet than we even realize.
Mm. Well, I'm sure they'll talk more about this. Mm-hmm. The other thing that kind of pissed me off about the reunion was when Monique was playing so stupid about that Robin meme.
Yeah.
And that she was like, well, my brother manages my face. Like, Monique just.
Your brother is an extension of you. If he's running your fan page.
You can't, like,
you can't
this kind
can't
of,
say.
Like, shows what Charisse was saying. Because didn't Charisse say that, like, as soon as Monique get, you know, is...
What, put under fire?
Yeah, that's what I was looking
for. She, like, backs out.
I know, and then she, like, blames it on everyone else. She was throwing her brother
that's
under
true.
The bus.
Right, because she had blamed Charisse before with all that other stuff. Yeah, you're exactly right.
And there, she was like, oh, I guess I don't understand. I'm like, oh, come on, girl, you are smart.
She is very smart, so she's just trying to play dumb so that she doesn't look guilty.
I don't know. That was all I really, like, remembered from it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm the same way. I didn't really have that much.
I'm excited for the guys to come out.
I know.
Because Michael
get into it.
Yeah, Michael looks like... I feel like Michael always looks like he's crying.
He definitely breaks down, though.
How weird was it when Michael was just, like, such a petty wop when he walked over to Ray and he was like,
yeah.
So, Ray, what's going on with your... I was like, this is so awkward.
Are you living there?
I would have been like, get out of my face. That's why I like when Ray was like, shut up, you've been to my house. Yeah, Michael is weird. And then when Karen like calls him a weirdo, I was like,
shut up, weirdo.
Because he is a weirdo.
And then she flicks him off. Well, it will be interesting to see all the questions that come out confronting Michael about the whole baby thing. Because I don't know where they stand now. Apparently they just went, like, celebrated her, like, 35th birthday or something in Thailand or something.
30th.
She's only 30.
Yeah, she's so young. She's so young.
Gosh. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so that was Potomac. Robin was so pissed when Monique wouldn't own up to that meme thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people do that. That is such a pet peeve. When you feign ignorance, when you're just like, I just didn't know. But I'm like, I thought you were so smart.
Right.
You tell everyone
it's calculated.
Yeah. It's just like, come up with a better plan B than just to be like, well, I didn't know.
Like, how do you not know what your fan page is doing that's run by your brother?
She knows exactly what's going on.
So
and she probably laughed.
Dumber than you actually are.
Mm. Well, I mean, it just seems like a weak approach. Like,
she
just own
thought
up.
That better.
Just own up. Just be like, you know what? Like, yeah, it was shady when we did it. I honestly didn't think it would piss you off as much as it did. But she was just fighting it and fighting it and fighting it and would
and
not say that she's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Real Housewives of OC is surrounded around the poker party.
Oh, the poker party.
So how do you feel about Shannon and Kelly being very buddy-buddy and Tamara getting pissed and kind of jealous?
I thought it was lovely at first because I was actually surprised that she got jealous. We don't see that side of Tamara too often.
Well, because Tamara likes to position herself in the middle.
Of course, yeah.
That's her favorite spot,
right.
And now she is on the outer ring, and that does not sit well for her.
It's weird to see, and the fact that she even just opened up to Shannon telling her that she was jealous, I was surprised at, like, the honesty.
See, like... We got to think about Tamara last season and when Shannon was like almost, I mean, I felt bad for Shannon last season because I thought Tamara was a super crappy friend to her
mm-hmm.
and did not have Shannon's back.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Shannon and Kelly are friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like I don't have any sympathy for Tamara because it's like, you know, maybe you could have been a better friend
to
Shannon.
It was interesting the way that she said it too, was that she's like, you call me all the time and you're talking about David and blah, blah, blah,
blah.
But
last season she was complaining about it, remember?
Complaining. And then it's like, well, is that the only part of your friendship that you need? You want to be that support system to someone else.
Just because you want someone to need you?
Correct. Exactly. That's what I thought. And when the need goes away, it doesn't seem like there's much of a friendship there.
Like, I would have been so pissed. And then Shannon kind of, like, let it slide. But like last season, Tamara would be like, oh my God, Shannon just needs to let it go. And she's calling me all the time. And she would tell the other girls and she would say it on camera.
Right.
I would be like, what, should I not? Like, why are you almost sound like you're complaining about me talking to you as your friend.
As
but
your
now
friend,
she's
right.
like mad.
That it's not there
this
anymore.
This is Kelly Dodd's season.
I was just going to say.
This is the come up for Kelly.
I have goosebumps. Because I'm so excited. She wasn't always my favorite.
No.
And I am loving her this season.
Me too.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the vulnerability or just the fact that she is just putting herself out there. But she seems just like more relaxed and
yeah,
just herself. Like
yes.
the endearing and person fun. I think that all those other women have seen.
Yes. Because the first season, I thought she was a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like I was like, she was God. Like a crazy child, unhinged.
Wait, what was The Quiet Woman? Was that last season?
That was last season. But the first season, that was when she would like say things and she would just sit there with that smile on her face. You know, like a kid who will just like mess with you and then just be like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like that was what Kelly was to me, but I very much so. And I will tell you, when my mom was here visiting, Nance Pants loved some Kelly. Oh,
does
Kate.
She? Okay.
She's
I
so
love Kelly.
Beautiful.
She
is so pretty.
I know.
How old is she? Like 45?
I was going to say 45. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
If only.
And I'm living for Jolie. So anytime she's in a
so
scene.
Smart.
I know.
She's going to be a spitfire, though. So
I agree.
Look out on that one.
Hold tight, Kelly.
Okay. So what else happens? I mean, like, I feel what Shannon and Tamara go shopping for workout equipment.
Yeah, which is, that's when she was saying that she was jealous about her and Kelly's friendship.
Right.
Yeah. And then what else do we have? We had Vicky. Oh, well, the whole surgery with Eddie. How that's still not working on his heart.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's really bad. He's gone in for how many surgeries now and it still isn't? There's no solution.
Like, how can you do? You can't even do anything.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know what a heart rate looks like is because of my Apple Watch. And like, didn't he say like you would go up the stairs and his heart rate would be like 180?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would barf everywhere if my heart rate
was that high. Yeah.
Doing anything.
Right. And they said, that's actually just a side note. Apple Watches have saved people's lives because of that, because their heart rates have
the
been going
more
up.
The you know.
Ring.
Shooting star.
Yeah.
Okay, so poor Eddie.
So, right, poker night.
How do we feel about Emily?
Oh, Emily, I thought you were going to say Gina.
I'll get to Gina in a second.
Emily is boring me.
Like, I hate when someone gives me a drink and then asks me to do something.
Wait, when did she do that?
They were drinking and this poor man was teaching them how to play poker.
Oh, right.
I was like, why does it have to be a poker party?
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
Why can't it just be like something like an Uno party?
I'm over the poker parties in OC anyway.
That's true. What was the other one? Bunko?
Yeah. Like,
which I don't even know.
A little bit more creative. Yeah.
Just something easy. Like, why does it? I mean, I felt bad for that guy that was there just teaching. Because they were like not
just
even paying
attention. Just have him over for a dinner party and just get naked with
Yeah. Like, I get it, Emily. I get it. You're a party planner by night.
But it wasn't a very good party.
No, it wasn't. I got excited when I saw the shots at the table, but then, like, okay, so how do we feel? What's Emily's mother-in-law's name?
I love her.
Harry?
Perry. Yep.
Man, Twitter was roasting her, though.
Really?
They were like, somebody wants her orange. I know. They were saying.
That's funny. Well, it was a little curious when she walked outside after Kelly and they were having a conversation later. And she, like, sat next to her and she was, like, all involved.
She was all
like, I'll give you my phone number. And you were like, all right.
So it was Kelly drunk at dinner when she started crying about the Michael thing again?
I would assume that she's had drinks. Like, Kelly's a drinker, so I wouldn't not put it past her that she pre-gamed for the party. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know if that was the reason that I made her emotional or just that she isn't over the whole Vicky thing.
I mean, because Vicky refuses to say that she was wrong.
She's
never
wrong.
Annoying.
I agree. Vicky's never wrong, and it's so agitating.
And it's like people just need to stop. We need to stop the insanity.
Yeah.
We need to stop letting things slide.
Vicky should not be enabled. Like,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, oh.
It's too much.
Like, I don't know what it is. Is it that she is the OG, like that she thinks it's her show and she'll bully anyone into not thinking the same way as her? Like,
I mean,
are people scared of her? Like, I don't
think they're scared of her. I think that, like, it's kind of like the path of least resistance. So they just know this is how she is.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're just going to let it be a slide again for the 10,000th time just to make it go away.
When everyone at home is screaming at their televisions.
Yeah. I mean, they probably know. They were like, the internet will come for you,
exactly.
Victoria.
Right.
Don't you worry. Trust
or everybody. Gretchen and Sladewell.
Shannon, I know Shannon loves a good theme, but that suit that she was wearing is disgusting.
Awful. And did it have shoulder pads in it?
It was so oversized, I felt, too.
And at some point, like, when you're sitting down to dinner, you have to unbutton it. Like, don't let it just, like, plop down.
I just didn't like anything about that at all.
I was
like, nope. It wasn't even, like, funny to me. It was just, like, wrong.
And I feel like
gross.
Shannon just has to, like, evolve from the, okay, I'm insecure, so I'm going to be quirky instead of sexy. And she has to get back into her own skin. So I'm hoping that this is just a phase.
Yeah, but is Shannon Dore ever going to be, like, sexy, though? I feel like
I think it'll take another man to make her sexy, honestly.
In, like, a lobotomy. Because I just don't see... She just doesn't seem to have it in her, you know?
Are they offering those at Victoria's Secret
right now? I remember, like, even to, like, have sex with David, she had to, like, drink all that vodka.
I'm not drunk enough.
I know. I was like, you just... I mean, she needs to, like, work through some demons that she has.
She does.
Yeah, you're right, though. She definitely, she covers it up with like a shucky, like,
yeah, right,
you know?
Right.
So what else happens?
Gina.
Gina.
I don't know how I felt about that whole thing because Gina, you could tell that all the other ladies were getting annoyed. You could see it on their faces. They would like turn away from her and they're like.
Like when she was like drunk and screaming?
Exactly. And then, though.
The comment about the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That was like so.
I thought it was entertaining.
I was like, because after she said that, I like sat there and I'm like, okay, Katie, like, in what scenario would you say this and say it in a different? You like, oh my god, I didn't even mean it like that.
I know,
but under no circumstances would you say to a group of women, like, oh, you guys have had so much work done. You've got the
You're
best
exactly
poker
right.
face.
I know,
and I'm like,
it's insulting.
And first of all, she doesn't look 33.
No.
Let's just say it.
No.
I mean, she looks, when she said she was 33, I was like, when?
I thought she was like 39.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Maybe a little younger, but not 33.
Like, she's the same age as Sheena Marie.
See, that is, no.
It doesn't add up.
No.
It doesn't add up.
This is the only compliment we've ever given Sheena.
I know. and I'm like seeing like Sheena on Instagram is looking very good. I'm just going to say.
Well, I think she's laid off some of the fillers.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there was, like, some, like, bawdy pictures where she looked like, when you know, they're all, like, friends and whatever. Sorry, I'm,
Gina
like, going.
She's a pretty girl.
Yes.
She is just very basic, I think. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyone can go to a surgeon and tell them what they need done to get it all fixed.
Well, she hasn't had boobs.
No.
I don't think, have any of the Vanderpump girls had boob jobs? Besides Brittany.
Stassi.
Oh, she had a reduction, though.
Oh, right.
And a chin implant.
And a chin implant.
Which is my favorite. I am fascinated by the chin implant. Like, Vicky had it. Like, if you look
Wait, did you say Lala? Sorry. Lala has fake boobs.
Does she?
Yeah.
I thought those were her real boobs.
No, those are fake.
But she got small fake boobs then, huh?
They fit.
They fit.
They're appropriate.
They fit. Joggers.
Joggers.
Okay. Where was I going with this?
Sorry, I cut you off, though.
Vanderpump.
You were talking
boobs,
about the chin implant.
Chin implant. Like, if you look at old pictures of Stassi, you can see that she just kind of, like, her, like, chin just, like, went like a cartoon turtle, like, went right in.
Yeah, I was just going to say
and I can see that. But, like, Vicky's chin implant, I'm very unclear on. Because I just don't know what it did or why she did it.
I think she thought it was going to do more, and it didn't.
Do you think she felt like her face wasn't as defined?
Yeah. Because the whole Miss Piggy thing, going back to
Yeah, but that's her nose, not her chin.
No, I think it was the whole thing.
Yeah. it was a group effort.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. So Gina says that
people are
whack
not going to be looking up our pictures. Like, who are these girls?
I know. Don't worry. I've got, like, tons
worry,
of chin. I'm good.
I have two chins. So. And they say hello.
We're good. We're good. So, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and then the other thing, Gina gets kind of drunk and she's kind of screaming.
So she's the last one basically at the party.
And I cannot with Emily's husband.
I'm with you.
She needs to stop with that like shucky little story that she tells because I'm not buying anything that she is selling about Shane.
Oh, you mean just like the whole lawyer thing from start to finish? Or
no, I'm not buying that.
Oh, you mean the whole story about like them getting married, how they met, that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, like just something is just so off about that. Like they have zero chemistry. I was so grossed out by it. He was just like,
I guess Gina then sent her a text, like Shane had yelled down the stairs because the kids were sleeping upstairs and Gina was like screaming and drunk at the end of the night and then she was leaving. And then, so he screams down, like, go home or something like that. And then Gina texts Emily the next day and she was like, I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I have kids too. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but I'd be like, I thought we came over here for a party.
I totally agree. A party. And then on top of it, like, don't have your husband screaming at me. And he was being so rude to Emily, like cutting her off, not understanding what she was trying to tell her about, to tell him about Gina. Before, he was like, what does three kids have to do with it? What does young kids have to do with it?
Well, and like, what did he mean when he was like, I'm not a fan of a gaggle of screaming women, of older screaming women.
It's just
rude. I was like, who are you?
What, if they were 20-year-olds, you'd be fine? Because she's 33, so we're not past our prime.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Judge Judy. So yeah, I was like, yeah, the ship has sailed.
I was like, go study for the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Go do something with your life. Go pretend like you have like a functional marriage.
I thought it was like too intense, which is kind of funny though, because like mother, like
I just
mother
feel
like
bad
son.
For Emily. Like I'm just like, girl, what did you do? Why did you really marry him? Was this like some sort of like?
Because it doesn't.
Was it for money? Was it?
You could definitely tell that he rules the roost, and that isn't bad. A bad thing.
They have like zero chemistry.
Have, like, equality, it seems.
Ugh.
I don't know. That we're seeing.
Seems like a prick. After that scene, I was out.
I wonder what Perry's husband does, if she has one.
Well, remember, they used to be broke, and she pushed him and pushed him and pushed him to make money. That's what Emily said.
Oh.
And that's how they got their money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And she lives right down the street?
Mm-hmm.
And then the sister lives right across the street.
Yeah, also strange. That's super weird. That's
lot
of family.
My big fat Greek reunion.
A lot of family.
Greek wedding.
Should we talk about Real Housewives of New York, aka Roni?
Oh gosh, I will be so sad when this goes away.
Another Giovanni.
This season has been so good.
It has been the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
We don't deserve Real Housewives of New York.
No, it just is lightning in a bottle.
It really is, and we broke up the dream team because Carol is no longer on the show, and I mean.
It's going to be sad to watch her on the reunion knowing that this is the last time we see her.
Yeah, what if they bring back Cindy Barshop?
No.
I will literally
bring back Jill Zarin.
I will blow my TV up if they bring her. She was the worst housewife. The worst.
Yeah.
The worst. I will take, I want a, like a Kelly Ben Simone.
I'll take a
Jill
Kelly
Zarin.
Any day. Yeah.
I'll even do a round two on Jules.
Sure.
But not a Cindy Barshop.
No.
Never.
No. No, she was boring than white paint.
She was the worst. All I remember, I bring this up every time we talk about her, is when she went in to have her like veneers replaced and they popped her teeth out. Like, just like some, like a Mr. Potato Head part. Time to switch out those veneers. So this is all about Luann's cabaret.
Yes, and it was awesome.
It was something. I love Bridget Everett.
I do too.
She is great.
She's so funny.
Do you watch Lady Dynamite
on
Netflix? Maria Bamford is a hilarious comedian.
Okay.
And she is on it.
All right.
And she's
a scripted series?
Great, yes.
Cool.
But it's really, really funny. And if you watch it, like Dean Cain has like a random
nice.
Thing. And from Sugar Ray.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah. Like, there's just, like Sarah Silverman will have these random cameos.
Cool.
But she's in it, and it's really good.
All right.
So, anyways. So, we're getting ready for the cabaret. And so, Tinsley's in the penthouse.
Yes, right.
And Scott's never there.
No.
And, okay, I'm not trying to, like, fast forward to the beginning, but they do show a clip of the reunion where they ask Tinsley, Scott and Tinsley are on and off like you're changing your undies.
Yeah, it's true.
And so she confessed that when they were off, Scott dates other people. How gross was that?
I just cannot.
Ew! He's not even cute.
And even
can we talk about
like,
this?
Tinsley, do better. Don't subject yourself
to
that.
She is like,
she just wants to be married again. That's yeah. it. And I think she will get it in any form she wants.
She's not allowing herself to be picky.
She has put herself out there for one person, and she's like, I got to make this work because my uterus is ticking.
I mean, I'm sure Scott is very nice. I think he seems very sweet and giggly, like a schoolboy and stuff when they show him.
But obviously, he's not into her as much as she's into him.
Yeah, like, I mean, and I think Tinsley's adorable.
I do, too.
So I'm like, if he's not jumping at this opportunity, like, they both have nothing to do. It's not like they're, like, waiting to finish college or something. Like, come on, guys. You know, if he's not jumping at this, then she needs to just, like, let that shit go. Because
I think, though, at this point, I think she would be highly embarrassed. And she can't stomach the embarrassment.
That sucks.
I know.
Yeah, but let's say, look at all the other housewives and their crappy relationships. What about Tom?
What about Tom?
It's about Tom.
What about Red Scarf Guy?
Yeah. Just remember Tom Tinsley, really? And you got this
and
girl.
And Jason Hoppe, calm down.
And psychotic Jason Hoppe.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, like, I want Tinsley to be happy. And if it's
I
with Scott,
too.
It's with Scott. But, like, when she admitted to that, I was like, that took my breath away.
I just have to see the reunion because I want to know if it's editing to then go into, but now we're together all the time. We're living together, blah, 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 and we're going to get married and we're engaged.
So they're in the penthouse and Tinsley's saying that Scott's not there. And then we find out that Luann did not invite why do I always forget his name? John. I kind of love John. I totally turned the corner on John.
That was a nice little date you made for Drinda last episode.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet.
It was cute.
And I thought it was a dick move that Luann didn't invite him.
Well, she calculated that. You know she did that on purpose because of everything.
You know what, though? I'm kind of like over Luann right now because I'm, you know, I am because, you know, okay, hold on. Let me gather my thoughts right now.
Do it.
I'm getting all flustered.
You're fine.
So she definitely was eating some humble pie for a second, but I'm like, wow, you are not anymore. You are just right back up where
that is Luann, people. That is Luann. That is pure a definition of Luann that she will never hit in her mind what we consider to be rock bottom. Because in her mind, she will always be superior to the rest. So her rock bottom is not the same as everyone else's rock bottom.
And like at first, I didn't understand why Dorinda was so pissed, but now I kind of do. Because it's like, and Dorinda was very, very there.
The delivery.
Yeah, the delivery is drunk. It is belligerent. You're right. I wish she could say, because she is an articulate person.
Yes.
But when she, man, that slur is strong.
That's the problem is that when we see her in her interviews, I can't take her as seriously because what she is justifying sober in the interviews doesn't reflect her actions to when they actually come out.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, girl.
It's kind of like when like Sonia was like having trouble communicating and Bethany was like, you just don't know how to
it's
use
true.
Your words, so stop talking.
It's so true.
And like, look at how Sonia, like everyone takes Sonia so seriously now. I'm like, wait, what?
They like her.
What universe am I living in right now? She's a basket case. But so she didn't invite John and I thought that was crappy.
I did too. And the way that it all unfolded was that she didn't invite John and she invited Scott the day of, the same day that Dorinda had talked to Luann about John being invited.
And it was just like, it wasn't fair because, you know, Dorinda was like, well, what about John? And she's like, well, you know, this is the day of my cabaret. And she was so bothered that Dorinda asked. But don't worry, Luann took enough time out of her day to text Tinsley to say that Scott could come. So I'm like, don't say that you were so busy and you were so focused when you had time. You know, you're right. It was all calculated.
But then at the end of the episode, that's not what she says is actually how the story unfolded. So then I was a little confused because
you'll have to remind me because now I don't remember.
Because Luann at the end of the episode told Bethany or the group of girls before Dorinda came over was that she just assumed that John was going to come. She didn't tell her that he wasn't invited. It was that when she realized that none of the other guys were coming, that she didn't want John to be the only guy at the table with the group, with all the ladies. So that's why.
Spin that story, girl.
I don't know, right? It could be a spin. I don't know really what was real.
So they go, and Dorinda is pissed. Everyone's wearing, like, crazy sequins.
Yeah.
And Dorinda has
cabaret.
Dorinda has crazy eye makeup, and I mean, she is, like, throwing back. What is that? Vodka and soda with a splash of cranberry.
Is that what she drinks?
Well, that's what she ordered at the bar at the after party.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, those Bravo editors are so shady because they kept cutting to her. It was literally the same shot of her, like, slamming the drink. I was like, don't think I didn't notice that, Bravo editors. It was, like, the same one. But, I mean, she was pretty wasted when she started screaming that Luann was wearing the dresses that right. Dorinda helped her.
Giovanni.
And then, like, I like that Tinsley was, like, teaming up.
She was. She was yelling it, too. Like, it was funny. Like, not that it was funny. Like, it was supposed to be, like, a shout-out or something. Not that it was, like, a dig.
Like, they didn't even need to show Tinsley, but I could just see her.
You could hear
her. Like, Giovanni! Like, I could see her face just living her best life. Have no idea what she was yelling.
Even before Luann came out, like, right as Luann came out, they, like, shot to Dorinda. That was the shot that just made me die.
Her face.
Her scowl was just like
pissed. Yeah, she's over it.
Yeah, because they had just talked about that whole thing sitting right there in front of the stage. So when Lou comes out the first time, she's just like arms folded, like, I don't even want to be here to watch you.
Yeah, so what did you think of like Luann's like cabaret jokes?
I thought that the producers do an awesome job because the Anne Friends really sets it all up.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel Dratch, Bridget Everett, she had some Broadway people.
Emmy winners, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely, I mean, like, I thought her jokes were, like, corny.
I thought that it was important that she did it just so that it, like, lightened the mood, and it, but... Because I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was funny, the jokes that she said it. And I thought Ramona's reaction was even funnier.
God bless Ramona. I think people were too hard on Ramona, Bethany, this season. Because Ramona was just like ride or dying front row.
Yep.
True. I don't know. Like, see, I wasn't buying it. And this is me being way, way, way too analytical on this. But I've never seen Luann laugh at herself. So I wasn't buying her like, ah, ha, 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 jail jokes.
But to do it in front of a whole group, like... I don't know, really?
It wasn't working for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't vibing. I was like more into like the motorboating stuff.
You should see the flyer though. Like there was one on Instagram that I just saw today, and it was like, it's a picture of Luann in like her cabaret dress. And then at the bottom, it's like Emmy producing or Emmy star, like all these like big accolades, but they're all the accolades just about the other people that are going to be in there.
And then this chick.
Yeah. And then it has like literally her
You've
name.
Seen her mugshot.
It says like Anne Luann Delicep, and then in quotations or parentheses, it says the Real Housewives of New York. Like, they still have to say who she is.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm just like, I think I'm mad at Luann for just being such an a-hole. So maybe if
I
wasn't.
I'm with you, though.
Yeah, like, I was just kind of like, whatever. And she was like the first person to just like suck herself off about how amazing it was. And I was like, whatever.
And it's like, you give Luann just a little bit
of credit
and she takes it like 5 million miles.
Exactly. So then we go to the after party and Bethany is so instigating why Dorinda is pissed and why she was
yelling.
It's
so funny because you had texted me and you were like, when you watch this, just let me know your opinion, like, about whether you think Bethany instigated. I'm like, oh, if I think she instigated, she literally walked right up to Luann and was like, so I need to get this straight. Like, so you didn't invite John, but you invited Scott. And I'm like, what is it your rule to be putting your nose in between this?
Man,
right,
Bethany
now?
Just has it out for Dorinda and Ramona.
I mean, right before that, remember she's talking to Sonia and they both were like, well, Dorinda needs to go away.
Like, to rehab. I was like, what a horrible judgmental thing. And I was like, oh, Sonia, you were just so quick to sit there and nod yes. It was not but like 2 seasons ago that they were saying the same thing about
my
you and
gosh.
You were so upset.
Yeah.
You were so upset that they were saying that you had a drinking problem.
But they're just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you're the first person to stand in line and put your medical opinion on it. I'm like, worry about all the dog poop in your backyard. And by the way, can we just talk for a second? When she was telling that realtor lady about all the poop and stuff, didn't she tell the lady who does her facials that she got rid of her one dog and her cat and only has one dog? So stop saying that that's three animals poop. That is one animal, and you haven't
cleaned it up at all. Right. Through all 4 seasons.
And we didn't exactly. And we didn't talk about Sonia's dress falling off during the cabaret.
That was the best part.
That
ever.
Was so.
I remember seeing it like on my Instagram story live, and I was like, Katie, you have to see what happened at Luann's show. You didn't even believe that it was real. And then when you see it as the season finale, you're like, oh my gosh.
Like, it looked like an accident, but you know she did it on purpose. And I'm like, well, there was like no like finesse about her taking off her dress.
It was like, bam, and then back on.
And I was like, I was so confused by it all.
Just everyone's like jaw dropping.
But then I'm like, wait, was it an accident?
No, it was an accident.
Oh, it was an accident.
Yeah, it wasn't planned. This was real. It was an accident.
I thought she did it on purpose.
No. They just played it off.
Oh,
like,
my
God. That's Sonia. But it was a total accident.
Oh, well, oops.
Yeah.
I thought she'd have like pasties on or like some cute undies or something.
That's why it was an accident. It wasn't cute all right. at all.
I got it.
She was like fighting to put it back on.
I mean, she put it back on pretty fast.
Yeah, she like took those little things, one hand up in front.
All right, go on, Sonia.
She's used to that, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what she said. She was like, after 11 p.m., all my dresses come off.
Jesus. Could you imagine being her daughter and just like watch? I'm sure at this point she's kind of like, oh, mom.
Didn't she say that they don't watch the show, though?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I'd be so embarrassed.
I would literally, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
She like, probably knows enough. She can just imagine the shenanigans that go on.
She's like, I'm going to go to boarding school in a country that they don't show this show.
Yeah, she like is like signs herself up. So he's like, where are you going? And she's like, not here. So Bethany like instigates this stupid fight, and Dorinda like, at first I was like, yes, Dorinda, be strong, because she was like, no, it's cool. She's not engaging. But and then she engaged.
The passive aggressiveness was real.
Yeah, like it was like she was just like, no, it's cool. Yeah, and then
okay.
Yeah. And then a
good thumbs up.
And then like the hand on Luann's shoulders. I'm so proud of you.
And you're like, oh God, this is so bad.
Man, have you ever seen her face like that? That was a snarl. That was like a legit.
But I will say, Bethany is kind of right. Dorinda likes to get into it.
Well, yeah, like when she's drunk.
Oh no, yeah, exactly.
You're man, right. I would not want to fight with her after some drinks. Especially if it had anything to do with Giovanni. Yeah, Giovanni. Exactly.
Well, I don't think Luann's going to get any more dresses.
No.
Unless there's drunk guilt the next morning. and let's talk about the one time that Bethany and Carol had a normal conversation and Ramona pops in.
Ramona looked so good, though.
I agree. No, I felt bad for Ramona because Ramona asked Bethany and Bethany's like, she comes over and Bethany's like, we're having a private conversation. Can you come back? And she was like, how many minutes? 1, 5. Like, yeah, get it, Ramona.
I mean, it's a legitimate question.
Yeah. And then she's like, I just need to ask you why. I sent you an invitation. I invited you to my skincare party. No response, no nothing. What's the answer? She like was like, why? Tell me.
I mean, it's a question.
Right. And Bethany's like, I don't have to. I'm surprised Ramona didn't slap her.
And then who was that? Who was telling? Oh, was it Carol that was like saying like
lower your expectations?
Exactly, and that's true.
It's so true.
And because then Ramona will come and try to like you know call Bethany out on it, and mm-hmm. Bethany loves to just shoot her down.
Yeah.
So if
because Bethany hates Ramona at this point.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't care how many times they've been on this show together for years and years and years. I think the moment they walked over the Brooklyn Bridge. There was.
Well, Ramona was super mean to her that day.
I know, and that was a horrible. It's never gotten better.
I think once Ramona starts like actually caring what Bethany thinks, because Bethany can punish Ramona again and again and again. What? Because Ramona like she cares about what she thinks.
Yeah,
you know.
I agree.
So once that is like put to bed, Bethany will come back.
I'm with you.
If it benefits her, she will find
exactly.
a way. She will find a way to come back.
But it's not genuine. It's not fake. Yeah.
So next week will be the reunion.
They look so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I really think they look all great.
I'm glad that Carol pulled it together because she was in some of those confessionals. That hair was
yeah.
No, ma'am. That was not working for me.
No, I'm excited to see the reunion.
Did you watch Below Deck?
I did.
Oh, okay. This is actually, I don't believe this. I read somewhere that Below Deck has like one of the highest ratings at Bravo shows. Is that true?
Is it the international thing?
I don't know, but I was like, no, no.
I don't know.
I don't dislike Below Deck, but like we said before, Below Deck is one of those good shows that you could just watch it. You can watch season one, or I'm
it's
sorry,
true.
Episode 1, 4, 17.
I think
17.
Because it changes so quickly.
Exactly, and nothing is really connected.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
There's
They're
a
like
loose
mini
connection.
Episodes all the time.
Vignettes, if you will.
Word.
So the charter guest is some weirdo self-help guy.
Yeah.
Like, that was uncomfortable.
Sorry, it does. It makes me uncomfortable,
Did some
too.
Of those people, like, Why? Didn't even seem like they were his friends?
Well, it kind of did. And then at one point, didn't the guy be like, yeah, he asked me. And I was like, well, this is a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, is he like a client or like
yeah,
a...
like, I don't know.
He's like your pool boy or something. And you were like, yeah, come on. He didn't make it seem like I had some friends.
I'm not sure.
Like, there was like the one guy that was like, I don't care. I was going to have a drink. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I was like, what is this guy even doing here? Like,
Who are these people?
Where would you guys even hang out?
Church?
Yeah. something. So,
yeah, but, well, so they get on, it's the new charter guest, they get on the boat. I guess it kind of just starts with, like, what?
Well, it starts before they get on and they're out to dinner. They do, like, their ritual after they get their tip money. They right. do the fancy
right.
dinner.
Right, how could I forget?
Brooke's wearing Hannah's earrings. It almost drops off the balcony.
Yeah.
Hannah's extra about it, and Joao is like, well, Hannah's materialistic, so of course she's, like, right. upset that her earring could be gone.
Right in front of Hannah.
And then, of course, Hannah hangs on to it for the entire dinner.
Yep, because it's in true Hannah fashion.
Like, here's the deal. It's like, you were the first person to call out all of the labels, all the designers.
It's true.
Wear.
My Chanel.
Yeah, I mean.
I never let anyone use my Chanel.
I'm like, you need some exfoliator? I'll let you use my Chanel. I literally would have been like, pfft.
I know.
What, your stinking Chanel?
I'll go get some soap.
Yeah, I'll rub a washcloth on my forehead. I'm good. That's how I'm going to exfoliate. So then, and then Hannah is pissed that Conrad and JWoww are, JWoww,
mm-hmm.
did I say it right? Mm-hmm. Finally, God, that only took me like 3 months. Mm-hmm. That they're cool. Like, what did she want Conrad to, like, fight for
Stick
her
up
honor?
For her, I guess. I don't know. Their relationship is not a relationship.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like Hannah and Conrad they've ran their course. They had the
100%.
Puppy. Yeah, they had the puppy love. I think he's adorable. And I don't really feel like he acts like he's super young.
No, I
feel
I don't
like
think so
she
either.
Acts like a spoiled brat.
Yes. She's very immature.
And just up and down. And, you know, she, yeah. if someone's not kissing her ass,
yes.
then it's like, holy
That's
crap.
Not a real relationship.
No.
No. Like, so, I mean, I guess what? Then. All of the crew except for Brooke and Joao stay at dinner to hang out a little bit longer. And what we didn't mention was that it was kind of a to be continued from last episode, because the last part that we see was when they were all getting ready to go to dinner.
Oh,
and Joao's like has Casey's phone and he's like putting it down his pants practically.
Yeah, he is like he's just being stupid and he knows.
He knows it.
He's doing it on purpose.
Because he's not stupid.
Yeah, he's flirting with Casey because he wants to get a reaction.
Yeah. And so Hannah goes back and tells Brooke, before they go to dinner, that this is what's happening out there. And
what's up with Casey's hair? Like, she just, like, washes it and just lets it, like, do, like, this, like, weird air dry thing.
I think it's too much chemical. She's dyed it too many times.
Oh, Lord
so
Jesus.
It's super dry.
Girl, go dark.
Mm-hmm.
Just go be brunette. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's true. It's okay.
Yeah.
So then when they get back, when they're actually at dinner and all dinner is finished, the whole materialistic thing happened, everyone leaves except for Brooke and Joao. And she's like, it doesn't even relate. But Brooke's like, yeah, so this happened. But I also heard you were taking...
No. This happened. I could, like, barely hear. I, like, turn my TV up to, like, 60. I'm like, what? I'm like, I have to use closed caption. I can't understand what she's saying.
Between the English accent and she's so soft-spoken.
And she doesn't even move her mouth when she talks. Like, I will read lips. I'm not above that. I can do that. I cannot understand what she's saying. So wait, what does he say then again?
So he's asking her, well, was I wrong? Like, and she's like, no, you're not wrong, but I did hear that you were taking dick pics.
In related news.
I know.
So wait, what did he say?
He didn't. He was like, oh, well, Hannah's just going to say, like, we were just messing around. Like, Hannah just wants to put everyone against me.
Well, I mean, she doesn't like you. So
no,
that's
she
true,
doesn't.
But
yeah.
You did put a phone in your pants.
Yes, exactly.
So...
Okay. So, yeah, then they go back, and then basically that's all that happens that evening. So they get ready the next day for the new crew.
Okay, so blah, blah, blah. And then basically the last thing that I really remember happening is that, like, Brooke is doing all of the work. She's doing everything.
Yes, right, exactly.
My favorite, Hannah, Brooke. Copy? I will do that for at least an hour after it. I'll be like,
that's because
you know how I call Napoleon Muffin.
Yeah.
Muffin Ernie. Ready to clear? Copy. Sean is like, shut up. Katie, Sean.
You're going to have to get him puppy mic.
I know.
Like puppy.
Yeah. So like Hannah's making Brooke do everything. She's making Brooke go like upstairs, downstairs, clean the toilets, come down,
Hannah
clear the plates.
It's so wrong. She's like, I really wasn't taking my breaks at the beginning of the season. So now I'm really trying to utilize
but I thought
my breaks.
Just the martyr for the cause, man. Like now.
Are you kidding me? How many times were you out on the deck with Conrad?
How many smoke breaks did she take?
Right. Exactly.
Doesn't that count as a break?
Oh, yeah.
No, I need to go and I need to like lay take down. My pants off in my underwear. Yeah, that's exactly. What she does every time.
Right.
Is there a camera that I'm take my pants off and just put my butt in here?
Oh, I didn't even see that there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hello.
Oh, this is going to be broadcasted across the world.
Yeah. And then what else?
So yeah, Brooks is at her end's wit and she like confronts Hannah about it and she's like very upset. And Hannah just says, well, you were second in line, basically. I'm the chief stew.
That's horrible. And I was like feeling that frustration for Brooke. Yeah. But I like how Brooke was like, tread lightly. I was like,
I know.
That's so gangster.
Well,
go,
here's
Brooke.
The good thing about Brooke is that she's able to separate, even though they live, like they're in the same quarters and they work together. She's able to separate the two. So she likes Hannah as a person, but she does not like Hannah as a worker.
And she sees
and
that
very
Hannah
smart.
Can't separate it because Hannah's
correct.
Taking out the fact that she's with Joao.
Right.
And she's making her do this extra work.
That's a lot smarter than we give her credit for.
I feel like Adam's been so low-key this season. And he was laughing about his 1980s menu for that dinner, but I was all about it. I love a good surf and turf.
Me too.
A crab cake and bananas
foster.
I was like trying to guess. I was like, okay, so we got crab cake, surf and turf. What's the dessert going to be? I guessed Baked Alaska.
You did?
Yes, because I love Baked Alaska. Bananas foster, that's pretty par for the course.
Yes, it is.
So, so that's where it leaves off. So I guess they're going to like talk about it next. And it's.
There is going to be a reunion. They already taped it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where, that was Watch What Happens Live. I was saying when Jamie looked like a Kardashian.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous. Now, I like every episode I watch Jamie, I'm like, she's so pretty.
She is really pretty.
I think
Jamie
need to see her like all dolled up to be able to like really.
Kardashian. And I also haven't watched Dallas.
Dallas is just getting its legs.
Okay.
We're only with one episode.
The only thing I wanted to touch on about Real Housewives of Dallas. What are your feelings about this adoption?
So I watched the little series. They did like a little small documentary thing about the whole process.
Come on. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what
your eyes. I'm afraid.
No. Okay. Tell me about the docuseries.
No, it was very sweet. It was nice, but it was very quick.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I think a lot of money.
That there are people who wait.
I know.
People who do have a lot of money who wait years and years and years. What are the
it's
odds?
It's because of Stephanie. Did you
is that even legal?
Well, Stephanie knows. Before Stephanie met her husband, she worked in social work. And so she is like really, really good friends at the head of an agency.
Can you bump up a baby that's to be adopted for to do like a friend, a pro, like a
you
solid?
You are literally asking the wrong person because it really was... very weird to me.
I haven't seen any, because, you know, usually, like, Twitter will be roasting everybody, and I haven't really seen anything, but I haven't really been looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I know from other stories.
I agree.
I'm like, how was, like, a two-week process?
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, Stephanie texted Brandy and was like, do you want a baby?
What?
That's how it happened. She goes, she texts her, and she's like, do you want a baby? And knowing that Brandy had a miscarriage and that they'd always wanted a boy, Brandy thought that she was talking about a puppy, like a baby, like a puppy baby. And so then
my jaw is on the ground.
I know it is. And then so she texted her the picture of the baby boy. And then Brandy literally then texts that same picture, probably in the same conversation, to her husband and was like, meet your new son. And then sure enough, Leanne and Carrie talked a little. They had coffee.
Oh, I saw that.
Which it ended up fine, but you know that isn't going to last long either.
It never does.
No. Leanne doesn't have knives. She has just hands.
And they work just
strangle you.
All right, puppies, bunnies, sex. Bye.
Bye.